The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What's up? It's Lip Service. The gang's all here. It's me, Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Oh, we got Loopy in here with us.
Sure. Hey,
our favorite Loopy blogger. Now, we always start off with the tip of the month.
Okay.
All right. Well, the tip of the day, sorry, because it is Cheater Appreciation Month.
It's Cheater Appreciation Month on Lip Service.
Sure.
Okay.
Wow.
We knew you could help us with this, okay? When you cheat on somebody, how do you get them to take you back? Everybody always asks that. I cheated on my girl, and I can't get her to get back.
It's got
to
be deep. Y'all gotta have memories and history. Because let's just say, for instance, if I was to meet Stephanie Santiago, right, mm-hmm. one day, and we automatically wipe each other on the set. If she sees me like playing her or whatever, there's really no. It's not going to be fun trying to get her back. It's going to be, she's like, yo, fuck that nigga. He's a dub.
Exactly.
I just met him yesterday anyway.
Dub.
As opposed, when y'all together forever, so, oh, that's my boo. His
it's hard to let go.
His father's in DR dying. You feel me?
So it's, you got to put some time in.
To get that feeling. Because I know I've been through it, man. And I put my wifey up on some shit, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm still here. People be like, how the fuck you?
Yeah, how did you do that? Like, it can't just be that y'all have history.
Me and her, I know my girl since she was 6 years old and I was 9. Wow. So it was a little, I used to borrow sugar from her mom. Yo, you got sugar, butter, eggs. Like, it was a thing like that. And she was my little sister's best friend. So we got wow history. She used to kiss me in my sleep when I was like 16. And she was like fucking like 13 or 12 and shit like that.
Aww.
They used to be fondling me and doing crazy shit. But
it sounds a little creepy, but
yeah, it does.
I guess
put it like, if you see the family and all that,
right.
We've been together for years. Like, I didn't know she was doing it. You
right.
know what I mean? She told me when we got older she was doing
wow,
that.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So she always wanted you, so she'll never give you up.
I doubt it, man.
I love my baby daddy. I never let him go.
Never let him go.
And I love
but
my
you,
kids.
But you think that there is anything that you could do that would make her say?
Later?
Yeah.
I know my limits. Like, I used all my free. I used all my continues. I used all my lives. Like, right now, I'm hanging off a roach's antenna off the building. Like, there's no room for error. Nah.
Like, all right, for the ladies, because not that we don't cheat, okay? How do you get somebody to take you back after you cheated?
I think for guys and for girls, you just have to really know how to, like, have a good spin move. You know what I mean? Like, just make them feel like they're crazy, you know?
So lie.
Just lie.
Can I
deny,
ask you a
deny, mm-hmm. deny.
What's the point if you're going to cheat to get somebody back, to take them back?
What do you mean?
Right.
But I'm saying you cheated and you messed up
okay.
and you want them back.
Oh, okay,
and, you know,
okay,
for.
Okay.
And
it
happens all the time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you're right. You ain't lying. You ain't lying.
And
ain't lying.
I think if you're caught, you know what I mean? Like, the worst thing you could do is, like, give more details. You know what I mean? More
but
than what they know.
Details.
Keep lying.
Yeah,
keep lying.
Exactly. They're going to keep asking for details and just give
like,
them
Gigi,
the minimal as possible. Yeah, everybody does. Everybody asks for details.
They love it. They keep
so
on.
I think, you
because
know.
Because it bugs you.
Yo, they'll forgive
you. Know, and
you.
Then you think.
But they
they're
know
they're
everything
like,
that happened.
No, and then they're like, oh, if you just tell me the truth, I'll forgive you.
Yeah.
Right. They're lying.
They're lying.
My mom told me the
you
same
tell
shit.
The truth,
mom,
and you're never.
I'm not going to hit you.
You tell the truth, and you're never,
truth.
Never going to let it down. You're never going to live that day.
So, you know, if you got caught, just flip it, spin it. throw a lie on top of it, throw it in the oven, put it in the oven at 350.
But Lupe, you got caught. Did you give me all the details?
As I got older and I was going through experiences, like now, I'm definitely giving everything.
The worst.
And you know what? She'll forgive me and she'll ask me a question 3 hours later and I'll tell her the details. And she'll get mad at me.
Exactly.
I'm like,
that's
Mom, why are you
doing.
Asking
that's
me? Like, leave it alone.
I don't know that I would want those details. Is too, like, did y'all fuck in the shower?
Yeah, me too.
She don't. I don't let shit like
protection?
That out. I be saying the bullshit.
Did you tell
like,
her you love her?
It started with a DM. It started with a text.
But even if you asked us to know all the details, they still could lie.
No, and that's the thing. You know, you just have to give
tell
no
you what
details.
They want you to know.
Exactly. Like, oh, did you fuck him? No, of course I didn't fuck him.
But
you know what I mean? Even though he had you like, you know, in a upside down fucking handstand, fucking your shit up.
Stephanie
you know what
is
I mean?
Not telling. But what if you get caught red handed somehow? Like he sees text messages.
Like I said, you gotta spin move it. He sees text messages. I was just talking to him. I wasn't having sex.
What if
with
you
him.
Said to him, your cum tasted so good the other
shit.
Night?
Shit!
That's it. That's
somebody
it.
Gotta and die.
Listen.
You're like that. He's gonna be like this.
Listen, if you're talking like that and you giving it up like that, just be single.
If you talking like that, at least know to delete that shit so it
yeah,
don't get you.
Like, delete browsers.
That's the type of shit that you gotta delete as soon as you send it. As soon as he get it, you gotta delete it.
Exactly.
To make sure it's
cool.
You so or what if he sees pictures? Like there's pictures of y'all two together.
No, there's
bed.
No coming back from pictures.
Yeah, there's definitely
there's
no coming back,
coming back from
yeah.
pictures.
Somebody
there's no
dies
spin
after
move.
That.
Somebody
yeah.
dies.
Somebody dies. Pretty much.
I mean, a relationship dies after pictures.
48 priests is like. What's going
yeah,
on here?
I'm a good flipper too. I'm gonna make everything your fault. I might have fucked him, but it was your fault.
How is it? His
I don't
fault?
Know, but it's gonna be his fault somehow.
You spin
that
move
one day
it.
You
gotta
told
spin
me
move
that
it.
My pinky toe looked weird. It hurt my feelings, so
oh,
I went and
I was
told me that my
it.
Pinky toe.
Sucking
he sucked it.
What about did she ever?
You hurt my feelings?
Not that I know of. She claims she's 100% loyal. So, and I believe her.
See, that's the best okay. time for a woman to cheat is when her man is cheating. I have
that's
this,
let it out.
No, I'm just keeping it real. I had this one ex-boyfriend, and he used to cheat on me all the time. And I used to cheat on him all the time, too. He just doesn't know because he was so busy cheating.
Exactly.
And worrying about what he was doing that I did whatever I wanted to do, and he had no idea. Like
I can't believe it. Angela is a cheater.
Shit.
I cheated. Well, you know what?
What's your sign? You a Scorpio?
It's different. No, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh,
different reasons why men and women cheat, though. I used to cheat on him because he cheated on me. Everything was fine, and I was chilling. But because he was a cheater, and I wasn't really ready to get out of the relationship, I just was like, all right, do your thing.
How old were you?
I was 28.
Okay.
So we were pretty. I mean, it's still.
You look fucking 16 right now, so I don't know what's going on here. You fucking age backwards, dude. You age backwards?
Yeah, I was 28 years old, and
is
I was
that
just like.
Me, huh? Linda.
Yeah, and you know, I think for the most part, I would say the number one reason that women cheat is because men cheat.
Of course.
Yep.
Or the way
yep.
you talk to them and you make them feel insecure.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they watch every little move you make. Like, you could be on your little live or Instagram and talking to everybody nice and this and that. And once you click off, go make my fucking fool.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to say, why are you talking to me like that? Like, right. You talk to those people you don't even know. Man, nice.
It sounds like this happened to you.
Yeah, but when I was no, but look, when I was doing it, I was joking. I don't need to talk like that
right,
to my wife.
Right.
Like, we awesome. We on great terms. She's amazing. She's a rider. If I see somebody like you know what I mean, spicy, we could play around. She's with the shits. You feel me? So, as I got older and I matured, I know I don't even need nothing. I got what I need right there. And if we need anything, we'll go to the club and try to pick one up.
So you think cheating is an immature
nice.
Thing, really?
It's somebody who's lost. It's somebody who's lying. They don't know what they
it's
want
a liar.
In life.
It's
that
definitely
cheating
a liar,
shit is, my nigga. If you getting money with your penis or your private and you cheating, fuck, you gotta feed the fam. But niggas ain't getting no money.
Right.
Niggas just like out here.
Right.
The most they doing is smoking hookah for free, bro. And standing next
hookah.
To rappers or reggaeton artists. Niggas ain't getting no money out here.
Are there a lot of reggaeton artists left?
No, they kind of on the come up.
No, they got on the come up actually
come
right
up.
Now. The reggaeton music
yeah,
is back.
Reggaeton was so huge. They had a whole
reggaeton. They had a whole movement and it died out with the station, but they fucking back with
right?
A vengeance.
I'm not going to lie. You still really like reggaeton.
Nicki
I didn't know what they were saying.
They back. Your man Nicki Jam got like 20 million
followers. Yeah, exactly.
Followers.
Shout out to Nicki.
With The Rock.
Yeah.
He's on top.
Yeah, he's on top. Like, he's big.
I don't even hear him sing. He just fucking
he's
a movie star. He's just a reggaeton.
No, his music is fire.
You know what it is?
Fire.
He put his bit in back in the day. He's from back in the day, Nicki Jam.
Yeah.
But he's so fucking hot, pause, that he the way he looks, the way he act, his, the way he...
Yeah,
like,
he still
like,
looks really young.
He sells himself. He got tattoos. This is all a facade. You feel
right.
me? And people love it, bro. They fucking... You read his comments, they'll...
You know,
he's fucking crazy.
Gigi, you know Nicky Jam?
No, I don't.
He's pretty awesome. He's Puerto Rican.
He was born in Boston, born Dominican and Puerto Rican, raised in Puerto Rico, and now he owns a house in Colombia. Mm-hmm. He's like,
yeah, no, that's how that's where he had his success again in Colombia.
Yeah, man. Because that reggaeton shit is global.
Before we move on, I just want to say I was told that men cheat because of peer pressure.
That's another reason too.
I was told that by a cheater.
That's also an immature thing.
I was told that by a cheater that men cheat for peer pressure because they feel like their homeboys or their peers think they soft
that
when they only
so that's like
stay
high school.
Faithful
I'm
to
not
their
gonna lie,
woman.
I have a friend that was damn, if I say exactly what he did, you'll know who he is. he used to cheat on his wife, but he said because everybody else around him was cheating and he would be the only one at first that was faithful, and instead of feeling real corny, like everybody else is doing it, oh, you're not gonna fuck nobody, what you gay? Like, you know, it was like that. And he was
that's
like,
sad.
It just started happening. But I feel like that's an immature thing because then when those same guys get older and they settle down, now is there peer pressure to settle down?
It need to be peer pressure to settle down. Maybe more niggas will do it.
They have been, I feel like.
I got
like.
This one homeboy.
I feel like that, too.
I feel like guys are settling
I feel like
down.
That, too.
I got this one homeboy I know. Mm-hmm. This dude's 50 years old. Still with the Gucci belts, still with the nice cars, still yes, going uptown to Dykeman, paying for hookah, buying bottles. I'm like, my brother, grow up. Invest that money, my brother.
Right.
Your son's down there 17. And then his girls are like 19, 20. I'm like, damn. Yo, brother, what's wrong? Yo, you're
that's
fucking
crazy.
You're two avos away from having a heart attack. Slow down, my brother.
You think
chill.
That's a sign of insecurity?
Yo, I love you, my psychic. That's what it is, though. That's what it is. That's what it really is, though. Insecurity, yo. And it's like, I swear to God, we like brothers, best friends, everything. I know this dude my whole life growing up. This nigga used to be mad when my birthday used to come up because I would get love. I didn't have jewelry. I never really had all the cars, you feel me? Mm-hmm. People used to love me for me. And then you got this guy that he got jewelry. He's
he
so
buying
loves.
Bottles.
You know what I'm saying?
Hookah,
he does all this. At the end of the night, all the girls he likes, they were fucking with me or my boy or the crew.
Right,
you feel me?
Crazy.
They wasn't fucking with him. He don't got the sauce.
But
you
they was drinking them bottles.
Yeah.
That
oh,
goes,
yeah.
Well, that goes to show
Andy
that all
in that
of
cafeteria.
Shit ain't
Andy in that cafeteria.
Where are we going now?
Spy right. Castle.
Now, there's a list that I was, there's a couple of different lists that I was looking at, right? Because this is always interesting to me. Why people cheat and the top jobs that people are cheaters in. So in other words, what are the occupations of these cheaters? What's number one on the list? If you have this occupation, then you're most likely to cheat.
Basketball player.
Police.
That's number five on the list.
How about
basketball
the police,
player.
Is police officer
five?
There?
Yeah, should
police
be number
officers
one.
Made the list also. A lot
one
of police
number.
Officers cheat. Number four.
Whoa.
Oh my God. A police officer is more likely to cheat on you than a basketball player yeah. and possibly.
I think part of
yo,
that is
horny,
also
bro.
Because there's not as many basketball players too.
Oh, that's true.
There's a lot more police
that's
officers.
True. That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
That's... But the bartenders are on the list. You know what else is on the list? Real estate agents.
Oh, yeah. Even yeah. I'm not a lawyer's here.
I'm thinking lawyers.
Lawyers are horny.
Lawyers
I'm thinking
like
seven.
A doctor or
oh,
a politician.
I'm not surprised.
Huh? Like a doctor or a politician.
The
like,
higher position
people
you hold,
with money
the more
and power.
Honey and lust
people
you
with money and power cheat.
And this is random. IT workers made the list.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I heard that a lot of doctors cheat, too, and nurses. And I've heard that from people who are married to doctors.
A lot of doctors cheat.
They got
cheat
all the space in the world, though.
Because they spend the night in the hospital a
yeah.
lot, especially during their
that's
residency.
Like, that's like, yep. not to cut nobody mm-hmm. off, but that's like the people in the motel that clean the rooms. And then you got the guys that are the janitors. They're in there fucking up a storm.
Really?
Bro, I said that when we mentioned real estate artists.
When
I mean,
was
real
at AC for the weekend,
agents.
There was three black girls that was cleaning the room. Those girls were hot. And I seen some hunks cleaning up, too. You feel
some
me? So I'm like, yo, they're getting,
they
it
getting
right.
it in.
They're getting it on. And we left a quarter ounce of weed in there. So you know, they're like, oh, my fucking God, we got weed. Oh, my God. So it gets lit in there. The hotel, I know they ski everywhere and have fun.
But number one on the list of cheaters is financial industry, brokers, bankers, analysts. We saw Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see
yeah.
that.
Right. Yeah.
Of course.
Right. So you know what it is. They be using cocaine.
I still think basketball players number one.
But I mean, sports is number five. Athletes
like the
make
more
the
money
list.
You
athletes,
got, the more the higher
exactly.
power you got,
rich,
you
rich niggas.
I don't
number
know
one.
That is politicians on the list. Did anybody see Fences?
Sounds familiar. I don't
think the movie Fences
I didn't
with
see
Denzel.
It.
Denzel
okay,
and
he ain't have no money. I'm sorry, but I do feel like
it's
broke
a movie.
Guys
damn
cheap.
It.
Yeah,
I got no money.
But
I got it
saying,
in.
Listen, we all have had a broke boyfriend that cheated, and we were like, "What the fuck?"
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like broke guys cheat. I'm sure at one point, Loopy, you were broke cheating.
I'm still fucking broke, and I'm not cheating
anymore.
anymore.
Right, but I'm saying I don't even think it's a fact. I think that financially, guys that make more money have more access to do like more extravagant cheating.
But broke niggas got time. They ain't out here making money. Right. So the broke guys got time to cheat because they ain't out here using their time to
the
get money.
Between these guys,
they out here cheating instead of getting money.
I'm going to tell you right now. The broke guys are doing a lot of lying. The rich guys that are cheating, they're taking you to islands. They're right. fucking you up. They're sniffing coke with you. They're doing all types of drugs with you. They get back and they let you know, yo, I got to go back to my wife. You know what I mean? The dudes in the hood, they lying and cheating. Oh, don't worry. I love you. I'm going to leave my family for you.
Right.
It's going to be me and you on the top. I got my mixtape coming
out. So what about when a rich guy cheats on you and he's not lying and he's lying about it?
Sheesh, that's scary.
And so what's
he
that?
He loves you. No, no, but rich guys that cheat have...
Peer pressure.
They have
peer pressure. I think so, pressure. Too. I think it's peer pressure, bro.
The rich guys,
I feel like
that
rich,
do it,
guys have,
lusty.
Rich guys have mistresses, and those are the women that are okay with it. Because mm-hmm. they're getting a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Broke guys just get... I mean, broke guys are just giving you some dick and giving you some false hope.
They're fucking
hope.
The shit out of
they,
shit.
I want to say they give you some job. Dick, too. They give you some good shit.
I was slinging, baby. I was slinging. Listen. I had a little line in the hood. Shit, man.
I know girls that have fucked with rich guys and been like, listen, I had to get drunk and high just to let his ugly ass...
I almost dropped
nah,
my mouth on his
cock. Nah, but I've had some rich guys that fucked the shit out of me. I don't know. I can't relate to this.
But, I mean, you know, there's girls
you
that
probably fucking
guys.
Some rich black niggas, my nigga. That's why. Them big rap niggas is athletic, my nigga. Compared to these white niggas, these niggas is doing Xanax and falling asleep on your pussy. Black and white, totally different, baby.
Now, do you think that if you cheat, that means that you don't love the person you cheated on?
Nah, I don't think that's true. I think that, you know, I don't think that has anything to do with love. I feel like you don't love the person you're with when you leave them for somebody else. You know what I mean? That's different.
Exactly. Like, you could be fucked up. You could be at the wrong place, wrong right. time. And then, like everybody was saying, some guys get peer pressured and all that, nigga. You know what I mean? But that don't mean that you don't love them. Cause, like,
nah, I don't
like,
think so.
Like,
either.
By the time, when every time I got caught and my lady found out, I was at ease. Like, I did it. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. I'm going to pay all the rent on time. And, you know, we go through our shit. She forgave me, and that's it.
But don't
man.
You think that cheating repeatedly and seeing how much you hurt somebody?
Yeah, that shit is corny. That's why I stopped.
It's
I
like
was breaking it down.
It would
bro.
Make it feel like.
She was looking like a mechanic.
He must not
be.
From fucking diva to mechanic, bro. So I left that shit alone, man. I'm telling you. If I want to cheat, I'm bringing my girl with me. And I'm like, yo, we gonna fuck the shit out of this bitch.
That's the way to do it.
That's the best way to do it, man.
Mm-hmm. As long as she's down for that.
She's old.
Now, what if she wasn't down for that? You'll be okay?
I'm gonna be probably fucked up, man. Like a little crackhead trying to cheat. I need this pussy, man.
Because
I'm sick of this
sometimes
shit,
women do that and they don't enjoy it, but they just do that because they feel like they gotta keep their man that way, too.
Yeah.
So, have you guys noticed over the past couple of days that everybody has been posting the why women cheat and why men cheat? Memes on Instagram.
No.
I've been paying attention to it. A couple of people I know on my timeline posted it, and I've been paying attention to the answers.
Okay.
And our conversation just kind of brought me back to the answers that I was reading.
Yeah, I didn't see, so tell me why.
They were saying, like, the sex was whack. Mm. They were saying that guys cheat.
I won't stay with somebody that
they were saying women cheat because the sex is whack. The man's sex is whack, or they're bored, or they just a hoe.
I feel like men don't have whack, like, don't really say women are whack in bed. Like, we can
yes, they do.
Yeah, they be trying to.
No,
because
I feel like guys nut regardless.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised,
that's true.
I feel you. It's like 50-50, but I feel you, too. You'd be surprised. There be some girls out here, girl, what? Especially if you love morenas. They will do you dirty, man. You're like, what wife?
What's doing you dirty?
No, like doing you good,
doing
like
you good.
Buying that shit
but
up.
Yeah, because guys nut, like, regardless,
you
like,
right.
Even if the pussy ain't that great, you're still nut and you'll be okay.
Girls don't like that shit, though.
But girls, it take a lot. It take a lot more for me to feel like.
Yeah, me too. I agree. Not every guy, even whether he has a really big dick or just the average size, if you don't know how to have sex, like, if you're not a good lover, you're just not a good lover.
If y'all off beat and shit, that's
yeah, like, that's
up.
What I, that's the exactly what I was just
yeah,
telling my friend.
You gotta,
like,
have the sauce.
Good sex has a rhythm,
yes.
A certain
yes.
rhythm.
Sweat.
Like, your body matches.
The
like
lambada.
Lambada.
Scratching,
the lambada.
I've been there.
And the reasons for men? The reasons were for men were just because, and y'all know my number one reason was on there a million times.
What?
Ain't nothing better than
new
good pussy.
Pussy
but new pussy.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the main thing they were saying. Like, new pussy. What's the difference? New pussy.
Yeah.
You just want something new.
And niggas probably go into it thinking like, oh, fuck it. It's only one time. I'm going to go back to wife anyway. And, you know, shit.
Have you ever had a woman tell your wifey that...
Well, Nah.
She fucked you like a hitter up? I have a friend that just recently happened to. That's the worst. He called me for advice about it.
Every time I got caught, I left the phone open or whatever. And I'm always honest with my girl. I'm like, yo, my password is fucking 3742.
Why would you do that while you was cheating?
I'm a piece of shit, bro.
That's so stupid. Here's the password to my phone. Go see what I'm cheating on you.
Yeah, and then it wasn't like, you know what it is, though? To be honest, sometimes, like, when she would go through the phone or whatever, it wouldn't even be nothing. That's it. It would be, like, people from other countries with sending me, like,
pussy
shit. And I used to have this one joint from Canada. Beautiful white joint. And she seen that shit. She smacked the shit out of me in the morning.
Because she was white?
Nah, because she Shorty was dope, man. She was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is that? She told her. The girl was like, Loopy, where are you? She was like, oh, he's sleeping. We'll get some dick. She answered her, and then she smacked the shit out of me.
Wait, so it matters if your man cheats on you with a woman that is really good looking?
Oh, of course. Yo, that might not even save the relationship.
No. Personally, he better cheat with a bitch that's better. Because if you cheating with a bitch that ain't on my level, we got a fucking problem. Because you giving that bitch too much.
Here's my thing. I don't even... I mean, a pretty girl, if a guy cheated on me with a good-looking girl, it won't bother me as much as him cheating on me with a really successful girl.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like a real beautiful fucking girl.
Yeah, I like that.
Rich and famous, owns a fucking mansion. And then I'm like, all right.
I can't
like,
keep
right. I'm like, what am I supposed to do about that?
If a nigga fucking that Section A bitch, keep her.
Exactly. Like,
if a nigga cheat on me with a ratchet, dirty bitch, he can fucking
cheat
with a ratchet, dirty bitch.
Okay. I mean, I understand.
Right. Exactly. So,
damn.
I agree.
But my thing is,
let me try to do better. I'm sorry.
Because there's girls that look really good, but they're bums.
Nigga cheat on me with Rihanna, I'm going to apologize.
You know what I'm saying? So if a guy cheats on me with a pretty girl, and she's a bum, I'm gonna be like, look at you, you're disgusting, you're cheating on me with this bum ass bitch.
It actually makes me look at you differently.
It turns me off.
You know what, keep them, pack it up later.
Exactly. It makes me look at you like, damn, I must have lowered my standards. Exactly. That type of bitches you fuck,
and that's what
sometimes
I'm saying.
Sometimes you need that though. Like, you need that though sometimes.
Like I get cheated on with a bitch like fucking Rihanna or some shit, like you were saying. Like, I don't get cheated on with these little bum ass bitches in the fucking
but you said, Lupe, you said you need that sometimes.
Yeah, you need. No, not. But sometimes you gotta wake up, like a nigga to fucking do you dirty. So you be like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm lowering my standards for this piece of shit.
Right,
you know what? You're cut off. Call my lawyer. Call my publicist. Well, I'm going to Atlanta. It's gonna be a good week. Right. Shit like that. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Cleanse.
That's my number one. Like, I will deal
fuck
with
boys
so
ruin your
much.
Fucking life, man.
No, listen, I would.
They will.
For real.
Fuck boys are dangerous.
No, and I will put up with so much shit. But as soon as I find out that you're fucking with a girl that is below me, I'm turned off. Like, I could be totally in love with you, and I'm over it. Like, even,
it's like disgusting.
Ew, like, you're disgusting.
Like, what did you see in that?
Like, exactly. Right. Like, that's not even the level. Like, you off. You went off the radar, babe.
Now, let me ask you this. So, being that, you know, your woman forgave you, took you back multiple times, and now you don't cheat anymore, and you guys are in a good space.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, right?
I just always wanted to say that.
What are some things that she did that could make... Because sometimes, like, we don't know what to do when our man cheats on us, and we want him to feel like shit when it happens, because you can't just take him back right away.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. What are some things that she did to you that made you be like, man, I feel like shit?
One time, she left to Florida for four
months.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yo, for 4 months.
Go
with
on
my kids.
A trip. Wow. Get out.
My daughter was 4, 3. My son was like 8, 7, and she left, bro, 4 months, bro. And I was out here wilding. And I fucking was like, yo, when everything came to the light and niggas deleted my Instagram, I had no friends left, I had no promoters calling me to do parties, I just see myself in the room, man, skinny. Where's my family at?
Right.
And I called her, man, and she came back, man, and I've been like, ever since, man.
So
that feeling was terrible.
All it took was for you to call her, and she was ready to come back, though.
Well, no, I had to on the phone for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to, because she wasn't with it. She was sick of it, man. Like, I walked out, man. I fucking threw a remote at her. That shit hit in the head.
What?
Like, I was wilding, man. I was going through a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. I was fucked. I was sleeping for like 2 days, man. I was, you know what I mean? It was like off the air, I'll talk to y'all about it. You know what I mean? I don't want poppy people think, oh, this nigga smoking crack, damn it. Yeah. You know what I mean? But fucking,
like, he was popping some pills. And...
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Then you said it. Hello. You know what I'm saying? So I was sleeping for 2 days. I woke up. She's like, I got food for you. She's waking me up on some real genuine shit. Yo, baby, mm-hmm. I got some food for you. And I have seizures. I'm epileptic. So she's like, yo, is this nigga alive? Is this nigga good? Like, what's good? So she's waking me up for 2 days, and she finally bring, like, some food to me, and I smacked the plate out there. I'm like, yo, I woke up on some miserable bastard corny shit. Mm-hmm. That was like, I was spiraling out of control right there. Mm-hmm. And she left, she put the icing on the cake.
Right.
And I just finally find myself alone, dolo. Mm-hmm. But she comes, like, her family is the best, bro. Like, they support me in everything I do. They see,
because they know you since you were
exactly.
A little kid.
They're like,
right.
Yo, we know you, brother. Right. We know what you can do. We know who you are. We know what you can become. All you got to do, you need, you know what I mean?
Because that's the worst, when the family gets involved and they don't fuck with you.
Oh, my God. Mira, déjalo. Ese cabrón es malo. Te va a matar. Te va a matar. You know what I'm saying? But when they know you, you be all right, man. I know her grandma. I know everybody, man. So,
because once the family turns their back,
it's over.
Man, one of my friends was with his girl, and his girl would, like, beat him up and stuff like that, and what all kind of shit just happened. And his parents know now. Once your parents know and your family knows and they don't fuck with that person, it's damn near. That's
everybody,
when you know
gonna
it's
call
over.
Everybody.
You,
all the threat. Uncles and aunts are going to come. They're going to talk about you. And when the girl comes in, they're gonna,
well, you'd be surprised. You still with him? I was with somebody, and his family, I cheated on him, and he took me back. Mm-hmm. And his family was like, all right, either her or me. And he chose me.
Shit.
So, you know, the pussy good.
Wait, how did his family know he told his
damn
family?
Damn blondes.
Nah, because we were all living in a house together. Like, we were renting the apartment on the bottom, and the family, like his sister and her man were living on the top, and the house actually belonged to his mom. She used to rent us the apartment. She rented the, you know, the basement mm-hmm. and the three floors. So when it all happened, it was like, listen, y'all can't live here. If you're going to be with her, you can't live here either.
Damn,
you know what
out.
I mean? Like, it's either us or her. And he was like, well, I choose my girl.
That's crazy.
I'm a grown-ass man. Y'all can't tell me
and
the
family
truth.
Don't even see each other anyway like that. Once y'all, like...
Nah, but he was close to them.
He was black, right?
Nah. He's Puerto
black
Rican.
Because black people's tight, white people's tight. Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, once they get girlfriends, it's
and once we get older, we leave our family. That's very true. But, I mean, he was close to them. They patched it up. They never patched it up with me though. And we stood together. We stood together 5 years after that too.
Damn.
So for
so
5 years,
wasn't
I wasn't
around for holidays.
No, I mean at the like the last year I went to his mom's house. Like, me and his mom, we worked it out eventually. But me and the sister, we still don't talk.
How old is she?
She's older than me. She's like 37 now. Mm-hmm. She's 37.
My sister's baby father cheated on her. And yeah. I was jealous. No, don't be playing my sister, nigga. So I don't talk to him.
Nah,
I don't talk to him no more. So
nah,
me and her
stopped talking because he cheated on me with one of my friends. Damn. And she knew about it. So okay. I was like, oh, word.
But
so,
you know, but her loyalty is to her brother.
Yeah.
Right. No.
I'm going to keep it real. My ex-boyfriend used to cheat on me all the time, and his sister knew, and she would be around sometimes. But the way I always looked at it is, no, I can't never lose sight of the fact that is his sister.
Yo, to
no,
be
but
honest,
check it out.
Whoever got the money, I'm with
but
whoever
the thing
got the money.
Was, the reason, no, but the reason I stopped fucking with her is because after, when he and I got back together, after all of that, she was like hanging out with the girl all the time.
Damn.
So it's like, oh, really? Yeah, really?
That's
oh, word?
She was on one of those. Okay.
Yeah, so ever since, I don't fuck with her like that. I mean, no, I don't. I'm not. I don't hate her. I'm not mad at her. She's
that's
cool.
That's just his sister. So
yeah, that's his sister. You know, and she chose that. She chose the other girl over me. You know, to be friends with the other girl. And you know, I wasn't. I was like, I was mad, but I just ain't fuck with
I never
shit.
Get it twisted. When you fuck with somebody, never ever think that their family is gonna be anymore.
Yeah, that's
they're
the worst
always
thing.
Cover
that's the
for
problem,
it.
Though. A lot of people get attached to people, and they'll spill the beans to them, and they'll be like, "Yo, that nigga talking wild shit about you, bruh. You need to fix that motherfucker." You feel
right.
me?
Mm-hmm.
They spill the beans to the wrong person, and when the person tells the other person, like, "Yo, this nigga talking wild shit," he thinks I'm family with him.
Right.
Nigga be getting attached.
Yeah, no.
Stop getting attached.
And once you break up with somebody, like, I really don't talk to, you know. Like, are you supposed to still call somebody's mom?
No.
People who do that, their love is still there. They're like,
yeah,
yo, look at me. I'm calling your
chance.
Mom. Look, hello. Are
unless
you
there's kids involved, no.
Even if there's kids involved, fuck that
you
shit,
got kids.
Bro.
No,
I'm not calling anybody.
No. When there's kids involved, then the mother should be involved with the father's parents, you know, at the very least.
But what if you were dating somebody that had a kid that wasn't yours? That was used to you and really loved you and is like,
man, fuck him. Yo, your daddy fucked up, nigga. Your daddy fucked up, nigga.
I miss
you. A friend of mine, she hasn't been with her ex for over a year and she still takes care of his kid and it's not his kid. She be seeing him all the time. She's always with the kid. She be babysitting him all the time.
she be, you know.
She set him ready. She set
she
him
like
up.
She like stepmommy when he of
18.
The year.
Yo, that's she crazy. Set him up for when he 18, he could splack.
I just feel like this. Yo. You stupid.
Nah, I feel tell like this. Boy. I feel like as a mother, I would not ever be comfortable with my child being with my son's father's ex-girlfriend.
Right.
That's some scary
just as
shit.
A mother.
That's
yeah. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Right.
And when you have kids, you become a little paranoid and overprotective. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. But, you know, everybody blends their family the way they want to blend it.
You're right.
Now, if the sex is really good, does it make it harder to leave somebody when they cheat on you?
No.
That shit don't
No, because there's good sex all over the place. Yeah. Everybody mm-hmm. knows. Everybody, you know, like, I was so hung up off of one guy, like, 2 years ago, right? Like, 2 years ago. I was so hung up off of this guy. And, you know, when we broke up, it was, like, impossible for me to fuck with somebody else. It was impossible for me to even sit with somebody else.
Real.
Yes. And finally, you know, I sucked it up. And
hey.
I hung up literally.
Literally.
Yes.
Qué loca. Qué loca. Qué loquita.
So, you know, I slept with one of my good friends, like one of my friends that just been around for a long time, invited him over, and you know, we slept together before, and you know, I had sex. And you know, I was like, what am I doing? Why am I so stressed out over this guy who isn't even calling
damn, Falto.
Me?
Right.
And all of, and I'm missing all of this great
this
sex that's
right
out here.
Here
that I've been having for mad long, and I just been curving because I was in a relationship. And now,
he should
like,
have
I almost
it.
Forgot about all the good sex that's out there. Amen.
But you never ever had somebody that was so good in bed that kind of really kept you together?
No.
To be honest, if it's like that, I would have.
I don't
been
think women
other,
function
I
like
I would have been with other girls right now.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't mean. To me, when I'm with somebody and I love somebody, it's about feelings and what we do for each other and memories. It's deeper than sex. You know what I'm saying?
But you never had sex with somebody and it was really good and you didn't really like have feelings like that for them.
I fucked a black girl who looks like Nicki Minaj because she was short, fat ass, beautiful tits. She was fucking in love with my slim ass, and I'm yo, dude. I kept it yo. All right.
The pussy was good.
Yo, amazing, beautiful girl. And delete this shit, man. My girl don't know about that. Her. But yeah, who cares? But yeah, she looked like Nicki Minaj. She had the dope bands, fucking beautiful black girl. I wish I could say her name because niggas know who she is. You feel me?
Oh,
she's
shit.
A nice stripper. Your heart.
Black China?
Nah, not one of those. But she was right there. She's like a B. B. She's like
she's a
BC.
A B.
She's like a BC.
Mm-hmm.
China. But she's dope. Like niggas, I know niggas. I know of niggas, famous niggas that already hit that and put mm-hmm. money in her pocket and all that. And she fucking had a thing for me. My little goofy,
right.
Slim,
he's
white,
so nice.
Big,
he's
pink
funny.
Ass. He's respectful, he's nice, but he got a temper. But bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, it's all about balance mm-hmm. in life. But I had her and I still didn't leave baby mama, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep. We got kids together. I never grew up with a father. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm not putting my kids through that. There's days on Christmas that I cried. There's days that my lights got cut off that I cried. There's days at night that I fell asleep eating only bread because I was starving. My mom had 5 kids. No bullshit. With the lights cut off. You lucky you live in a building because they're going to give heat. You feel me? They give heat
right.
regardless. So you lucky you don't live in the house and there's no heat and all that because you be for dead, man. And yo, we pulled through. We went through it, man. So
the obligation of love for your whole family.
I love
family.
My family. Yo, when I get nervous sometimes when they cut off the cable, I'm like, oh, hell no. My daughter needs Wi-Fi. My daughter's my bae. That's my princess. My son needs his computer. Like, that's the future. You feel me? So I can never have that. Yo, you look at all my bills. Everything's on time.
Right.
But niggas be on
you
Instagram.
You got good credit.
My shit is spicy. But niggas will be in your comments all day. You broke nigga. Get a job. Stop asking Instagram for money. What are you... If you can't define the life we live, mm-hmm. don't comment about it, papa. This is what we do. We trapping, nigga. We ain't trapping. Selling coke to crack to your mother. Right. We on the internet trapping, nigga.
Yeah.
Either you buying in or you not. Fuck out of here.
Internet
I don't even know of your
thing.
Existence. I don't know right. of your existence, brother. Don't bother me, papa.
But they
I'm
on your
me.
Page. Leave a comment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how
that's
I feel.
What
I,
that, yo, that's why.
Like, I don't even know who you are.
I don't even argue no more. I'm like,
and you're bothering me for what?
Mm-hmm.
See,
I'm Puerto Rican and Dominican. I put up a meme 3 days ago, like Dominican ladies versus Puerto Rican ladies, and I have put Young Jacques as a Dominican lady. And I put Lala represent Puerto Rico. The shit started an all-out war. The shit's up to like 7,000 comments, and there's like 7,000 likes and like 2,000 comments. Puerto Ricans and fucking Dominicans just going to war. And my dad's Dominican.
And it's so stupid because when you go to Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic, they love each
other.
They love each other.
This American shit is played out. All this
it's
American
America.
Shit.
And yeah. the American Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, we just want a war for no reason. It don't make no sense.
I never really understood that.
That shit
don't make no sense.
Shit
everybody's
out.
Like, wait, y'all different? You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, I really don't. I never. I know that when I was in college, I taught English and history in Washington Heights, and the school was 95% Dominican.
Oh, of course.
Right, but they would make fun of the black kids all the time. That was rough.
Okay, that shit is terrible. Even Dominican cab drivers to this day. Oh, yo no lo meto. Esos tigres son malos. And I grew up with black people. Look, like the Dominican older, the older Dominican, and I feel bad dropping a dime on my people, but that's fucked up. Don't do that, bro. Because I was raised with blacks and Indians and Trinidadians. You feel me? So that's what I know. So I'll be with an old Dominican cab driver, and there was this black dude crossing one day, and he's like, "Fucking me lo llevo redao." I'm like, "Yo," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, really?" He's like, "Yeah, esos tigres son malos. Ellos roban." And I'm just thinking, I'm thinking in my head, I'm not saying that because I'm going to get...
What does that mean? I heard
he was
bad.
Just saying he'll run them over. They're bad. They're thieves.
Yeah, I heard bad. I heard
you feel me? They're bad. They're thieves. So I'm thinking in my head, how do you think like that?
Dominicans be in denial. They black, but they don't know.
You know, it's crazy. So one of my best friends is Dominican and she lived up in Washington Heights. And I remember I used to date a guy that was black that lived up there. And I look Dominican, I guess. If I'm walking around Washington Heights, people think I'm Dominican.
You got your days. You be looking Chinese sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I look Chinese.
On HD. On 4K.
Sometimes I look Puerto Rican. Sometimes
on 4K, you look Boricua, baby.
And I was walking around with this black guy and the Dominican men were mad. About it, like
of
they
course.
Get mad. They don't.
Yo,
want
on the low, it still be like that. Don't it's let this. Don't like let social that. Media lie to you. Oh yeah, we Dominicans and blacks and all. Nah. Yo, in the street, niggas be tight, my nigga.
And it was the weirdest thing because I didn't really I was like, what the hell is going on? All right, now we were talking about this earlier before you got here. When you have a side piece, right? Do you let that person know that they're a side piece, or do you make them feel like you're not in a relationship?
Like I said, people lie. It depends on who you fucking with, because some motherfuckers keep it real and some motherfuckers lie. What do you say?
Would you advise Gigi, when you have a man again, if you cheat, would you be like, just so you know, I have a boyfriend?
Absolutely.
It's the best way.
Now, what's the reasoning behind that?
I just feel like it'd be easier for me if it was to get out there, at least only got one person mad at me. I can't have both of them mad at me at the same damn time. Who gonna dick me down?
All right, good point.
And every time I meet a new girl, or whatever, she jump in a DM, and I like they be like, "Yo, what's your number? I want to hit you. I want to talk to you." I'm thinking everything's friendly. Everything will be friendly until they ask me, "Yo, so you got a girl?" And I'm like, "Hell yeah, I got two kids. I got a wife. What's poppin'?" Oh, all right, yeah, nah. I don't hear from nobody. Bro.
Oh, really? Because I feel like sometimes people don't care.
Nah, yeah, they don't. They don't. They're out there. The home.
I think it all depends on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a relationship. And you meet a guy and he's like, "Oh, I got a girl." Then you're like, "Oh, well, fuck you."
But if you out here just
doing your shit and you know, then if a nigga say he got a girl and you ain't trying to be with him anyway, then you like, "Nigga, I don't give a fuck."
Do guys care if you have a man?
Hell no. These niggas is corny.
No.
But my thing is, probably you know, like most guys 3%. Don't care, but I never would be like, "Oh, I have a man," because I don't want a guy to one look at me like, "Oh, look at this bitch cheating on her man, little slut." And then
but if you
another day
nine times out of ten, he probably cheating on his girl.
No, but another thing is, I don't want them to be like, "Oh, who's your man?" Or you know, feel like they got one up on my man. I don't want them to feel
that's
like, "Oh, they." I don't want my man to get embarrassed for the stupid shit.
I'm fucking this bitch. I'm fucking this nigga bitch.
Do you have a man?
Exactly.
Telling their homeboy
like that.
He's like, "So I got a girl."
Yeah.
Right.
Oh wow. They think that shit. That's game. Supposedly, that's game.
Yeah.
How is that game?
That is game.
Grow up
these days.
That's like, the wackest line.
Yeah, that shit is corny. Keep it authentic, my nigga.
Right.
Yo, you got a girl, what's up? Like, I don't look... Like, every woman who jumps in my DM box, I don't look at them like, "Yo, we're automatically fucking." I look at it like money. Mm-hmm. Like, "Yo, I look at everybody like money. What are you reaching out to me for? Why do you want to talk to me?" So then you start talking some fuckery, and then I let you jump out the window. And because if you don't ask no questions, you'll be out here fucking everybody. Mm-hmm. But once you ask a question like, "Oh, so you got a girl?" That shit fucks everything up. You damn right I got a girl. What's poppin'? You don't see me, bitch. I'm a hunk. I look like Luther Vandross, the Boricua version, motherfucker.
I don't know if that's hunky.
I don't know if that's fucking not.
I don't know if I would use that.
Well, Stevie fucking Wonder somebody.
You could be like, I'm hunky. Look at me. I'm like,
I'm Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. I'm Slater. Look, I have an age.
When you cheat, do you use condoms?
Of course, man. But you know what? And nigga might say, of course, but that nigga might be lying, too.
Oh, so you lie.
He just don't want to look crazy.
Dirty.
You don't want to look dirty.
You don't want to be dirty, dick.
I want to be dirty. I don't want to pull up my records for the STDs, and niggas have see, I got, what's that, herpes? Oh. I got that. I got, I don't even know the, I don't even know STDs like that, but
I know them like that.
I know herpes.
You know the top ones. Herpes is the worst one to know. That's that shit that don't go away.
Syphilis, shit like that.
Nobody gets syphilis anymore now.
Well, That's like an old school disease.
Look,
what,
and
new,
I'm not,
what new people get these days?
To be honest, people still get
chlamydia.
Yo,
trichomonas.
AIDS.
Gonorrhea.
AIDS, my nigga.
AIDS. HIV.
And gonorrhea. That, those are the two.
HIV and herpes are the two you should be afraid of most, because those are two that you can't get rid of.
Nah, shit. No, you know what? Let it out, booby. Let it out. It's real. Y'all talking some real shit.
Just use condoms. That's why I like having sex with condoms. People are so crazy.
You can still catch herpes with a condom on.
Yo, she can have a herpes up here.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, herpes family.
No lie, you can't.
That shit looking like one zip, but you don't even know that's just herpes.
You can't get herpes anywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
There's all types of.
Oh, man, I know.
How many different types of herpes are there?
I know this baby that got herpes because somebody had a herpes sore on their lip and kissed the baby.
That's why you don't let people kiss your baby.
Herpes sores on their back.
Let me tell you something. When I gave birth to my son, no one was allowed to touch my son until he was like 5 months. I didn't even let my mother meet my kid besides when she saw him come out of my vagina.
Now, I be seeing people like that.
I was not playing. I did not play.
They kiss. Babies get.
I don't like that shit.
Sickness, man.
And even when my son was already a couple months old, people still had to wash his hands. And he'd be dirty with spaghetti all over his face. Wash your hands. Don't touch him. He bites.
He bites.
I swear, my little boo. Like, get out of here.
Oh, your little baby. So you're saying, Stephanie, that if you cheat, you don't say that you have a
boyfriend. No, because, I mean, if I'm going to be doing whole shit, all right, cool, let me embarrass myself. I don't want to embarrass my man
at the same time.
But then what if they find out you have a man? Because don't you
kind of... Yeah, but if they find out.
If they find out, then
what if they ask?
If
you
they find
out,
then I was fucking with him too much. I was fucking with the side nigga too much because, like, that's another thing.
Wouldn't you rather have one side piece than several, though?
No, I agree. One permanent one. But here's the thing. For me, when I was in a relationship, because I currently only been sleeping with one person for 6 months. But when I yes. But,
yo, salute to y'all.
But anyway, you know. But when I was in that time where I was with somebody and I was interested in dating other people, the thing with me, what made me want to cheat, it wasn't because the sex was bad in my relationship. It was because I liked the chase. I wanted to feel that excitement. Meeting someone new and going on a date.
Yeah, the beginning is always exciting.
Exactly, and getting to know each other. So once that was over, once we already like slow texting each other, that's it. I'm washing my hands. Exactly.
The one word.
Exactly. Exactly. Like once we doing those, like I'm already, because I have my boyfriend here. I was just using you to have fun a little bit. You know, I was trying to have some excitement in my life.
But what if you try to do something like pop up? What if you try to pop up to surprise you and get you back? Because he don't know you got a man.
Oh my God. Well, I never went through that. Like, I mean, I've never, every time I was with other people, I never made them feel like we were more serious than what we were, because at the end of the day, I will go home and you won't hear from me no more. You know what I mean? So
good luck if she answers you on the comments, motherfucker, on Instagram, fucking asshole.
Exactly.
What about you, Gigi? Cheating. Do you let the side pieces know I got a man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, do you bring it up or do you wait for them to ask you?
Y'all know I'm like super honest girl, so I'm probably gonna say it at first. Like I'm like,
no,
Gemini. Ooh. Yeah, I'm probably gonna let them know from the door. I'm gonna want to know what their situation is,
right?
And that's probably how it's gonna come up. Because once they tell me what they working with, then 9 times out of 10 they got a girl or a wife. What? And then I would say, well,
nine times out of ten, that's crazy.
Then I would be like, oh, well, hey, well, I got a nigga too. Mm-hmm. But
and the rule is that you're never supposed to tell too much about your main. Like you can't talk to your side piece
about your relationship problem.
Everybody knows that. But you got people that go overboard and talk.
Right.
Right.
You can't give details. You can't be like, because then the worst part is that if the your guy side piece comes to you is like, yeah, he was fucking me. He said this and this about you.
That's what happens, though, man. I swear to God, that's what happens, though.
Yeah, that's horrible.
No, and that's another thing. When you don't tell them about your man, you don't have to give them any details, like who he is or what he does or something like that. That's why
I shouldn't even ask you that.
He really should.
That's weird. If a guy asks you, well who is
he's already plotting.
You know, I was
what about
that.
If you start? What about
it? He asking for a reason because he's trying to set it up.
What about when you start fucking with somebody and then like maybe a month later they tell you, oh, I got a girl.
That's the worst.
And you already pregnant. Like him.
Oh, whoa.
Shit.
Yeah, that's
celebrities do that shit all the time.
Yeah, that's way.
That's a lot.
What do that's you a do? Celebrity pull it off.
I feel like everybody should be honest
with
the
him? Do you keep fucking with the person or you cut him off?
I feel like honesty.
If he has a girl that's pregnant?
A girlfriend. A wifey, though. Like, not even, oh, I got this girl pregnant. And,
no,
you know,
like my
together.
Wife is pregnant.
No,
my
like,
wifey.
I got a girl.
It is a
we've been together
pregnant.
Forever. We live together.
Is it a regular guy
and she's pregnant.
What are you talking about?
It's, it doesn't matter. It's a, it doesn't matter. Right. Like, what do you think?
Nah, I can't fuck with nobody that has a pregnant chick. That's bad karma right there.
I think so, too. Like, and even
and
still,
I just feel like
you should have told
crazy,
you should have told them.
Like, a woman is pregnant. That's so
and
bad.
Then what about
sad,
you should have told me? Like, you should have told me before you put your dick inside
that's
of me
terrible.
That you had
but
somebody
let's
pregnant.
Guys don't tell you because they want you to like them.
I'm trying to
a
you.
Lot.
Yeah. It's all about.
And this is the thing. Had they known ahead of time to say to you, this is what it is, you might be with it. But they so quick to lie mm-hmm. and think that she's only going to like me if I'm this way, then they fucking lie.
Guys want to fuck with you, make you really like them, be in love, and then be like, man, yeah.
That's
so,
exactly.
But sometimes if you don't ask
backwards.
Questions, it's easier to get got, man. You got to ask questions,
you gotta
man.
Ask.
I'm telling you, you got
to
ask.
I would never think to ask somebody that because I feel like,
yo, mother,
and it's crazy because I really don't think like that. Like, I think that if you're going out with me, you like me, you're taking me out, you must not have a girlfriend because why? I just am
right.
naive still and I don't think about that. But it is true. You do need to ask those
need
questions.
Ask.
Like, so are
do you have a girl?
And if you see he's getting mad, that motherfucker ain't shit. Somebody who answers him honestly and politely, you still got to watch him because he's probably trained for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he might be telling the truth. Motherfuckers who get mad when you ask them questions. I used to hate when you ask me questions. I don't like that shit, man.
You didn't want
to
talk about it. It'd be
I don't
want to
talk about it. Come on, baby.
But
you not like that on Instagram. You not like that on the internet. Motherfucker, that's entertainment, nigga. I'm chilling. I'm high. You got to ask questions, man. With everything. Even in school, they always said that shit. Ask questions, man.
Right.
I used to be like.
It's like an interview.
They used to be like, yo, you got any, even in interviews, you got any questions? I'm like.
But it's weird, you know? I feel like, at first to ask people too many questions too fast. You don't think?
I don't ask no questions.
Yo,
like
be,
I just like to
strategic.
Let it flow. I mean, I'll ask that one. I think it's just a basic, common question:
mm-hmm.
Are you in a relationship?
Right.
You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's definitely a question I ask. But
would you ask somebody if they were married?
Mm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Are, that's how I ask if you're in a relationship. That's the first thing I say: Are you married?
That's
are you married? And they'd be like, no.
But to be honest, what saves all that? Are you involved with anybody? That lets you know, yo,
are you,
married, you got a girlfriend?
Do you
that,
a girl,
that's everything.
Do you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend?
What if they just say, well, I have a, what if they say I have a situation?
A boyfriend.
Oh, that's the number one line.
Get local.
I got a situation.
Because that's his vague.
I got a situation?
Yeah.
Oh, he got
nah,
a family.
Nah, I'm not
that's
fucking with situation.
7 months, he's about to
I'm
have twins.
I'm not fucking with situation,
that situation shit is a straight bag.
That's crazy.
He in a bag.
Oh, what about, I was watching the show Basketball Wives. The girl said, oh, you know, I was dating a player. You know what I mean? We was in a situationship. Like,
what's that?
Damn.
That means you was just getting fucked every now and then.
Clearly.
To me, a situation.
Do guys
that
ask
just
those,
be making
like, do
words.
Guys say, are you my girl? Or does it just happen and you just... Like, nobody says.
Yeah, like, to be honest, I've never, like, wifed a girl. Be like, it just, you know when you're together.
What if a guy tells you, you're the main chick that I'm fucking with? Like, really?
No, I have a guy that's like...
No, there's other chicks. That means there's other chicks.
I have a guy that's like... I need a clear like
understanding
of what we are.
I feel like guys do that more than girls do.
And
lately,
I'm just like...
Lately. I do.
What do you
I
want
feel like
from
guys
me, dude?
Do that. Cause like my guy would be like,
and
so
I be seeing dudes on social
I'm
media.
I'm fresh out of a 7-year relationship.
Girls,
I'm not
niggas,
trying to create
niggas
another.
Niggas are evil, my nigga. Niggas are evil. You heard they be trying to call girls hoes, this and that, blah 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 blah. But motherfuckers are evil. Motherfuckers will fuck your mother. Oh, niggas will fuck your mother. Ew. Yo, they'll fuck your mother. Disgusting. Like, that's
how
my
mom would do that.
You know what I mean? Yo, you'd be surprised, girl. No, not you, but I'm just saying. Niggas with their mothers. With their girls'
mothers. Mother's Day on Sunday. Stop it.
Say, Loopy, you ruined it, goddammit. It's not Mother's Day that way.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker, literally.
Mother's Day that way.
Oh, you are not a motherfucker.
Literally. Now, let me ask you this. So, are you comfortable, like, when you cheat, going to the other girl's house? But, like, where do you cheat at? Is it in hotels or is that at her place?
To be honest, man, there's really never a location. When you're horny and you're ready to let it out, if it's not, what's that
word
called?
Don't it feel weird to you ever, though, to, like, pull up to somebody's house?
Nah, but.
For the first time?
To be honest, I'm not fucking sleeping with strangers. So, I ask questions. I told you, you gotta ask questions. So if she's single and she lives alone, I'm going to your crib, toots. I've been in cribs. I've been in cribs, toots. I've been all over, toots. You know what I mean? I really don't, I'm not really into the whole sleeping with people's girls. Like, I'm not with
that. I feel like you learn the most about a person when you see how they live.
I agree.
That's true. You don't know somebody until you've been to their house.
When you go to a motel,
until you go in
a
bathroom.
Am I sleeping with?
Right. We're in a motel. Like,
we're in a motel, my nigga. The roach is
right. A heart-shaped jacuzzi.
Not a roach motel. With the mirrors on the ceiling.
You look at him. How am I supposed to enjoy this shit? Really?
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm about to be a mean small. Damn, I spit on myself. I'm going to kill.
Have you ever dated somebody and never been to their house?
They hiding something. They live with their mama. They really married.
Right.
Yeah.
Have I ever dated somebody? I've never dated someone seriously and never been to their house.
Right. That's your man.
Yeah.
That's
you know
man.
What I
never
mean?
Never been in his house.
Yeah. That's like, you can't what? Be in a serious anything with somebody if you've never been
to their home. If you've never been to their house, you're the side piece.
Exactly. Clearly. You're definitely the side piece.
You're one of many.
No french fries.
Right.
No
straight
french fries.
One thigh. One
guys
fucking
are
drumstick.
Amazing the things they could pull off. They will FaceTime you every night. Answer the phone every time you call. Yo. But have a family at home.
You best to believe.
How the fuck do they
I've,
do that?
I've been Yo, listen, through this.
Like,
I've
when
been
I used to
this.
Fuck around and I used to like pick up FaceTime calls and all that, I would miss the call and I go to my neighbor's house who lives in the fourth floor.
They call yeah. right back.
What's going on?
Nah, it looked just like you're
at
home.
Home. Yeah, nah, yeah, it was good.
Oh,
yeah,
my
right
God.
There. You know what I mean?
That's
Word.
Fucking crazy.
What if my ex had a whole other house?
What?
He had one house where he That's lived with his family and then the house that I would be in.
And can I tell you one thing?
So I thought I was in his house. I thought I was in his home all the time when
really
shit hit
his...
the fan. Guys he had a pregnant crazy. Girlfriend, a whole different house.
That's expensive whole, cheating.
Yeah. And he wasn't even that rich. He was rich, but he wasn't that rich.
He was a millionaire, not a billionaire. Or I'm going to say this. And to be honest, though, that line, the cheating and lying, the cheating itself is corny. If you're doing it for a very long time, it takes a toll. Mm-hmm. Lying gets played out. Lying to your loved ones gets played out. Sex even gets played out, at a time with the same person. At the end of the day, you're cheating on your girl because you want new pussy. Mm-hmm. So then you wipe your side joint, or she thinks she's wifed. Even at one point, she gets tiring. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yo, what's up? What's good with that dick you used to give me? Mm-hmm. It's not the same. And then she gets suspicious. And then she starts hitting her wife. Oh, you know what? I'm going to hit her up with her cross-eyed ass. I'm going to hit your wife yeah, because you're not doing the right thing. You're not keeping your side of the bet. This is all bad. Mm-hmm. Cheating is bad, man. It's not a good investment. If you want to invest time and energy, have a salad.
No.
And become a vegan. I'm telling
now,
you.
Let's get some advice for someone very close to us, okay? She's in a new relationship. Mm-hmm. And she was at this guy's house. It's very, very new, like a couple months. And he's friends with his exes, like, you know, whatever. One of his exes called at 1:30 the other night. But he didn't answer the phone. And so.
Was it because she was there?
Well, I'm sure that's probably why he didn't answer. But right. He was honest. Like, she said, who was that? He said, that's my ex. And he was like, you know, we're still friends. I don't know what she would call me for so late at night. And so now she's mad at him because she feels like, you know, why didn't you? Why is she feeling
like? He should have
like,
answered.
But yeah,
yo,
why
he should have answered.
But he probably was caught off guard, too. He
nah, but if they only
if
just
not
cool.
Hiding,
first of all, she was calling out.
If they only just cool, he should have answered.
I would have answered. Bro, you a celebrity, boo.
I would
have
answered.
You never answer.
She was trying to bounce up on him. She was trying to
1:30 in the morning, she was drunk calling. Like, what you doing?
Especially OT, when the club closed at 2 and it's 1:30, you're like, you know what? I could get there half an hour.
Well, no, she doesn't live in New York, though.
That's what I'm saying. Especially when you OT.
But you know what, though? I will say this because it's a new relationship.
Okay.
So sometimes in new relationships, there's other shit you still gotta like
clear up.
Right.
Right. That's what I was gonna say. For me, I think, you know, even I think when you're dealing with somebody new in the beginning, there's just certain things that you have to accept.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just the first few months.
That's real.
Blah, 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 moving forward. Now, if you're dating someone a year and a half, 2 years, things are getting more serious and they're still friends with their exes, there's a problem. You know what I mean? So I feel like in the beginning, you know, just keep your eyes open. Don't get too upset. Don't stress yourself out.
But express yourself.
Don't obsess. Exactly.
And ask questions.
I think you should address the problem. Right. Because
at least one
it,
a day.
Yeah. I think
now,
you
one of our other
it.
Friends very close to us goes on vacations with her exes and everything. And, like, they still have great relationships.
They Puerto Rican, right? That's some Puerto Rican shit. Yo, that's not my girl, but I can bring her with me. And say, hold on. Yo, Nikki Jam.
But she's like, she was like, when her ex-boyfriends are in town, they sleep on the couch, no big deal.
What?
She's single.
Mm. Nah, she she's unwifeable.
That bitch
she is
straight.
Unwifeable.
Backpage.com. What?
Nah. What the fuck is this? Your ex, you got an what? Airbnb for
when
your
I,
exes?
When I was a kid, my mom used to have tranny staying
come
over.
Come on, baby. What you doing? What, baby?
She looking right at you too, Stephanie. Other way.
I'm like, I know this isn't you. I know this isn't you. You saw the way I looked up. Yes. Girl.
But I do, I'm gonna be honest, I do feel like this. I feel like sometimes
she's
you
so
know,
dope.
Our insecurities could fuck up our relationship.
All day. It's like
early.
Number top three. Because a nigga won't be cheating or doing nothing, and a girl be catching panic attack,
right.
drinking Xanax, doing all types. Oh my God, baby, you left the house. You were smelling good before, but you came in, you smell like
pussy. And then guys be like, I might as well cheat because you're treating
hello,
me like that.
Hello, hello. So he comes in, and he's like, baby, oh, you smell like sex. You left the house, you smell good. Now you smell like pussy. He's like, dude, I was working all day. I smell like, you could taste me. I taste like sunflower seed.
I work with pussy. OBGYN.
There's some people, and it's not even female. It's humans in general. Insecurity is a motherfucker.
Right.
That shit is right there with depression.
No, and I agree with
insecurity
that.
Insecurity is
and
real.
And I feel like when you're nagging somebody, when you're stressing somebody out, it makes them feel you're being insecure. You know what I mean? So I feel like right now, the place that I'm in my life, like, I don't even have the energy to argue. You
as
know
you
what
should,
I mean?
Girl, I thought you
I address the situation. This is the advice I was giving for the first, I feel like you should address the situation, you know, find it, feel it, and then let it go. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel.
Especially if you're going to stay with the person.
Right.
Exactly. Don't
drag. Or you want to. Because I feel like sometimes we don't give it a chance because we create all kinds of problems when issues don't have to exist.
Even that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you make a small problem into a bigger problem when you're over obsessing about
it.
Right. You know what I mean?
Right. The new word for that is you're dragging it.
Yeah, you're dragging it, exactly.
Don't drag it.
Like, you don't have to drag out a problem, exactly, 100%. You don't have to drag out a problem. Like I said, find the problem, address the problem, feel it, discuss, let it go.
Yeah,
that's
relationships
it.
Should be, like, more fun than not fun.
Right,
and sometimes
right.
we make them so not
and
fun.
And you know what's funny? In the beginning, when she's not your girl, y'all having the best times,
right.
y'all in the clubs, y'all letting it go, you're like, oh, I love her.
We're in the strip club together, we're doing all kind of fun
once
shit.
Once y'all have sex... And once the questions start flowing, it's pretty much over.
Oh, yeah, and guys hate that. Guys
you
hate
could,
that.
Yo, but, you got to be like a Navy SEAL. Mm-hmm. You got to be strategic about your questions. Like,
exactly.
You can't ask too much questions. So a Navy SEAL like you, I'm sorry. You just ask one and just make sure it's the right one.
No,
make
and
sure
the thing
is. One is like four at a
right,
time.
Right, and I feel like when you're going to, when you're curious about things, don't make it seem like you're interrogating them.
Right.
Nobody likes to be on the interrogation. You know what I'm saying? Make it like, it's so sunny outside. Mm. So, who's this leaving a comment?
Mm.
Oh, okay. It wasn't bothering me. I was just wondering.
You know what really makes guys upset? If you fucking screenshot some shit and just text it to him and don't say
oh,
nothing.
Oh, they hate that.
Oh.
Shit.
Just screenshot some crazy
I
shit.
I am the
that,
screenshot queen,
right.
too. Like, oh, you liking this picture,
don't
bro.
Don't even say nothing. Just send the screenshot and yeah. say shit.
I am a screenshot.
And if he really loves you,
the phone.
If he really loves you, yeah.
Like,
if he loves you, he's FaceTiming you.
If he loves
you,
about,
and then she don't answer.
If he loves you, he's hitting you right back where
right.
you at.
Yeah, she don't answer.
Talk.
She don't answer.
Right.
You gonna learn, nigga. You gonna learn.
But I think it is important to be direct and not just like play games.
Right. I agree with that too.
So a lot of situations that play into being into a relationship, like honesty, loyalty, a lot of people, even the biggest gangsters in the world say, I'm loyal, I'm authentic, but you see them niggas shitting on their family, cheating on their wives. How are you loyal to me? I'm only your friend, brother. I'm not sucking your dick, homie. You feel me? So how am I believe you that you honest and you loyal? You out here fucking other ladies raw, and then you going back to sleep with your wife.
Percentage-wise, how important is sex in a relationship?
Well, percentage?
A large percentage.
Oh, my God. No, you know, intended. What? I don't know. I don't know. It depends on what else is going on. You know what I mean?
Like, how important is it?
Like, if... All right. If he is, you know what I mean, really good looking, you know what I mean? Like, really fine, right? And, he's successful and everything. I think a lot of times women will be like, all right, sex only matters 15%. You know what I mean? Okay.
He got the rest of his shit popping.
Exactly.
Sex ain't that important.
It's not that important.
I got my bachelor's, goddamn
it. So basically, it matters on whatever, what the rest of the situation
is. Yeah, with the whole rest of
the, for, the importance like of sex chart. Depends on what everything else.
Right. And but for me, like, and it also depends on the type of person you're dealing with. Like me, I'm a person who likes to have sex a lot. Right. You know, like I love
sex. So it's important
sex.
To you.
For me, sex is like 67% of the relationship.
I was going to say 50-50 with me.
50-50. Nah, okay. It's like
that
almost
sex
70
be 50
for
the rest,
me.
10-10-10.
Because
10,
I can deal with a lot of bullshit if you fucking me.
That's
right.
Fair.
I can
I need
deal.
At least 50%.
Right.
And I'm not even a big guy that's trying to fuck you every day. I'm you know what I mean? I'm cordial.
What if he has erectile dysfunction and his dick gets soft like in the middle?
But call he's... loopy, nigga. I was nah, take care of that saying, ass. If that shit is dysfunctional, call Loopy 1-800. Fucking.
Nah, but
I got you, boo.
Nah, I think it's important in a relationship. It's not the most important thing, but it's very important.
Yo, wifey tells me that shit all the time. What? Sex, I like to fuck. Fuck me, motherfucker.
No, and right. But yeah, there's
and
some girls.
That. I like to fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. We've been in the fire skate at times, hit off the whiskey.
She's Puerto Rican?
She's Puerto Rican and Mexican, my wife. You heard?
I knew she was Puerto Rican.
I'm the only Latino she ever dealt with. My girl used to only like black people. Mm-hmm. She still loves them. You know what I'm saying? But right. I grew up around the culture, so I'm pretty hip.
Okay.
So I snuck in. You feel me?
I slid in.
So I slid in. So I'm like the only Latino she ever dealt with. We've been together like 12 years now. Mm-hmm. Dude, when we get lit off the Jameson, there's no kids.
Off the Jameson and
there's yes, the Jameson.
That whiskey is so smooth.
Jameson is the only thing that
no,
I can
No, but
take
you see,
for.
And I think that's important. Mm-hmm. I think that's
this
important
like
in a relationship.
Real, like, love story. Drunk off the Jameson
right.
And the fire escape.
Oh, my yes. God. Titty popping. Titty popping.
Don't let it start
raining. Oh, my God. Ashanti's video.
In the rain.
Well, one of them fucking raining songs.
Man. I remember.
One of them Ashanti shits with the rain.
Rain on
yeah,
me.
Rain on me. You know what I'm saying? And then in the mix, like 15 minutes into it, she's like, who's that scary guy looking at us at the side of the tree?
Worldstar.
Like, who cares, my nigga? Fucking Q from Worldstar, R.I.P.
Oh,
that's
man.
My nigga. He got us. We going viral.
We yeah, going man. Viral.
That's hilarious.
What are you saying, Steph?
I forgot.
That's that Scorpio shit.
You told the whole fire escape story. It just threw us
off. Where was I? What was I talking about?
I don't know. We were,
I don't remember. I
oh, 60% with you with the sex.
67%.
60 or 67?
Is the sex. Stephanie likes to have
know.
Sex. That's what she
I
said.
Really
she's
like having sex a lot. I'm a Sagittarius.
Shit. You
but it's close.
Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn. She's mm-hmm. a Sag. Shit.
Yeah, I'm
when's
a Sagittarius. December 5th.
Oh, shit. You're Sag. You're Jay-Z.
Yeah, I'm Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
You know what I'm saying?
Gemini.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
And she's
yeah,
Kanye.
Next Tuesday is my birthday.
She's Kanye.
I am.
I'm Jay-Z. She's Kanye.
Gemini. And people, we got this wrong perception of, I don't even know if I'm using the word right, whatever, but whatever. Yeah, people look at Gemini. Oh, they're two faces. My little brother's a Gemini. This dude's amazing. I'm sitting next to this Gemini. She's amazing. Like, and a couple of two or three Geminis that I run into, all amazing, good people.
I love
they'll
Gemini.
Give their fucking lung for you type shit. Like, they're amazing. So what are these people talking about? Oh, Gemini's
that's because we so good, but when you hit that nerve and get yeah. us bad,
That's yeah. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Don't fuck up the connect, fam.
Exactly.
Don't
but people the say the two-faced thing is not really two-faced. It's that we can flip so fast.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's true.
They probably just seen too much
what?
Batman.
Just as fast as we can flip from good to bad, we can flip right back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. Well, Lupe, we appreciate you for coming
man,
through.
Man, thank you. Thank you for even allowing me.
For Cheetah's Appreciation Month.
Allowing me to step through the
will be
door,
my
man.
Birthday month, right?
Yeah. I appreciate it.
After I was the one cheating.
Yo, I didn't know that Cheetah still comes on TV.
Left again.
But it's not the same guy, though.
Yeah.
Cheetah's still on TV?
You know that guy caught a case, right?
I watch it all the time.
What?
The guy from Cheetah's?
Greco?
That's the guy from MSNBC.
No, but I'm not even going to lie. It be going down on Cheetah's.
Some shit like that.
Oh, from Cheetah's?
Yeah. The host.
No, the host got stabbed. Joey
Greco, right?
That was fake.
Nah, that was fake. That was, well, it could have been real. It could have been fake. But listen.
But he stopped doing the show.
He really caught a case. You know that, right? He caught a case. He's not on the show no more. And Cheetah's is the guy that used to catch people with the little girls, right?
No, that's the catch a predator.
No, that's the catch a predator.
Well, him. Catch a predator?
Hey, come inside. Have a seat.
I'm starting rumors. I'm starting rumors. I'm sorry.
Totally catch a predator.
I'm sorry.
No, but the new
Cheetah's with that shit on Channel 9, right?
Nah, they give it on Channel.
Joey Greco used to show up with his.
Channel 9.
When you think your man is cheating on you or your girl is cheating.
Listen, they would catch people at Dave and Buster's.
Nah, they was giving
it. Ball.
No, but they
just poked that nigga up on the boat.
Bitch got 17,000 coupons.
Run up on
tickets.
You.
Bitch done won 17,000 tickets. She hyped.
I'm like, why
and here come the cameras.
Yo, at least let me put my makeup on, my nigga. Fuck, nigga.
Nah, but it goes down.
He caught his, he was a truck driver. And his girl was turning tricks in the hotel, in the motel.
Oh, and he showed my up. God.
Yes. They walked in the middle of her turning a trick.
The new Cheetah's, they give you like a hidden camera and you put it in your bedroom. You catch your girl getting fucked and all that.
I think that show is fake, though.
Sometimes I just be feeling like
there's
how
a lot of shit that's fake,
who
man.
Who the fuck is signing that waiver after?
Anybody for that
nah,
check.
But sometimes they blur out the faces.
Yeah,
some people don't.
Niggas got to pay that rent.
They be in PT Cruisers and Dodge Neons and shit. They need that money.
It's like that guy in the diner.
Hey, yo, my man. Hey, yo, I'm dead ass, my nigga. I know we in Dallas, but I'm from New Yuri.
New Yuri.
I'm from New Yuri. And Stephanie's a Jets fan, my nigga. Don't make me call.
The most gangster thing is when you catch a man cheating, but he managed to turn it around on you.
Yeah, now that's what we do. That's what we do. We good at that. We good at that.
And you're like, yo, just talk to me. I just want to know.
Yeah, we the devil.
Why am I begging you to talk to me and you just cheated on me?
That's why. That's when you got to know your strength and what you can do. You feel me? That's why you got to be on point.
The best thing you can do is go ghost.
No, the funniest thing on Cheetah's is when they get caught and they just run. Like, nigga, where you running to? You still got to come home.
That would definitely be me. I'm definitely running, man. I don't want no parts. I don't want no parts or nothing. I'm remembering it. Like the guy from Get Out. I never seen Get Out, but I kept seeing that black dude mean everywhere.
The guy from Atlanta.
No, you heard?
It's a good movie.
I seen it. But before I seen it, I kept seeing the black dude.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. That made me go see it because I'm like, I want to understand these.
I didn't know what that was. So I see Keem, a black dude. Like, he was running. So I finally, and I kept seeing his meme everywhere. So I'm watching Get Out the other day with Shorty. And I seen the dude. I'm like, oh, that's the dude from the meme.
Yeah.
Like, when the black kid came out, and he's having nightmares or whatever. And he's just out there trying to, like, get his mind right. And the black dude just comes out of nowhere.
His friends right.
Yeah, he was running.
And he was like, the next day.
But he was the grandfather, right? Yeah, he was the grandfather.
That's sad.
And the grandfather used to
run
track. That
movie was ill. But it just ended kind of phony.
I think they're doing another part now. They gave him a deal to do
that. That kid broke bank. He better make fucking 17 parts.
They have to make another part.
I haven't seen it.
It was so good.
I wanted it to end with his friend going to look. And they kidnap him too and just end it, you know what I mean?
Cut a couple of fingers. Why can't it be a happy ending? I like the way it ended. It made me
sense. There was no fucking happy ending in Scarface. He fucking died. That was the man. Hey, Gina, don't fucking do that.
No.
And he was a fucking criminal.
Yeah, exactly. He couldn't have an happy ending.
The bad guy.
There was no room for happy ending.
He was a criminal, right?
And he was a total drug addict. He was a total drug addict. He was
gotta go.
If they didn't come and shoot him, he was gonna overdose on cocaine.
Al Pacino got shot 17 times before he got sliced. He was wild numb. Nigga was numb off the coke. Nigga was dancing salsa.
Exactly.
He was wilding.
That's what I'm saying. But in Get Out, he deserved it. Oh my God, I would have been devastated if that ending
was
different.
Though.
I would have been
well, you
so
know
upset.
I saw Girls Trip the other day.
Okay.
We got to do something with that movie, Girls Trip, with Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett, and all that.
Oh, I saw it on the
on TV. Yes, they actually gave the previews in Get Out.
I need a girls trip.
What do you think happens on girls trips, Loopy?
A lot of masturbating. No. A lot of shit talking.
Have you ever masturbated on vacation on a girls trip?
Speaking of masturbation.
There's no time
where you can masturbate. Nigga, like, you want to let that nut out.
I've never masturbated on a girls trip.
There's nothing like a beautiful toy.
I've been in Mexico like this.
Nah, that toy is
men don't have beautiful toys like we have beautiful toys.
They have beautiful toys. It's called side bitches.
And if they fucking like shit in their trunks, there's definitely toys for them.
We got these new toys that we're going to try and review for next week.
Okay.
It's called the Mimic. So it fits in your hand.
Oh.
So you can actually travel with it. And it goes to a sensitive zone. It's called the Mimic. It's your best kept secret. So you could use it or you could share it with someone close to you.
You want to share?
Yo, ma, I got this Mimic, ma.
It kind of looks like a jellyfish.
Okay. It looks like a stingray.
Can you use it with your boyfriend?
Let me see the box. Not on him.
Aww.
I have the nigga mimicking his ass like, yo, damn, my nigga. This shit is vibrating crazy, boo.
No, I'm sorry.
Your man leave sex like, yo, what you did with that mimic,
dude,
my nigga? That shit had my eyes wilding.
No.
If you want to see it, I think it'd be fun. I never used like toys with my boyfriend.
I've definitely stabbed my lady.
It really does look like a stingray.
Like when I ran out of breath.
I didn't stab my girl with her dildo.
Oh my god.
It's perfect. You hold it right here.
Yeah, straight for the clitoris.
Oh shit, that shit kind of popping.
Yeah.
It like molds into your hand.
Oh, I can't wait to use it.
We all got one.
Shit. That's hot.
Yeah, this is good.
That's wavy.
We might not need
it. No, but speaking of butts, what about you?
It comes
hygiene. You like for a girl to lick your ass? You like fingers in your ass?
I'm not into fingers.
Okay.
I'm not into fingers.
But tongue is okay. Because the way you said you're not into fingers, I'm not into fingers. Okay.
I'm definitely not into fingers. And it's not even about the whole cock thing or whatever.
We said fingers, not
cock. No. Because people are like, no, I don't like fingers. Because faggots put dicks up their ass. You feel me? No, grow up, stupid. Get out of here.
Right.
Hornies, lust has no limit.
That's what your G spot is.
But listen, no, not mine. I'm just saying, there's no fingers going in my ass, and a little licky licky.
Yes.
Never hurt the booty hole.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
It shouldn't hurt.
Yo, let me tell you something. Boring sex will get you cheated on.
Boring sex will get you cheated on.
You got to be a motherfucker. You got to punch your girl in the face if she loves that shit in the fire escape. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You gotta make it fun. You got
to
role play.
I don't want nobody to punch me.
I don't want anybody to punch me in the face.
Like a fake punch, mommy. I don't want a fake punch in the ribs.
A bop like Steph got on the head that time.
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't me.
It was a story of a friend.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was.
Yo, but not necessarily. I'm not into the whole. The most. I'll give you a spank on the butt. Cheeks, so I can see two fingers. I'm not with beating you. I'm not with none of that fucking.
Does it feel weird if a girl smacks your ass?
Well, I haven't got my ass smacked.
I had a guy told me to grab his ass.
Yeah,
I never.
I've had guys tell me to grab their ass too.
But my girl hit me though. She smacked me before, and that shit hurts.
Yeah,
she pinched my tits, and I'm like, "Yo, chill the fuck out."
You don't have tits, so don't say like
some
guys like that.
I'm like, hell no, I don't like that shit, man. Like, nah, that shit. I don't like pain. I'm not into pain.
Some guys love
pain. Is not my shit.
Oh my god, it's so awkward when a guy likes for you to play with their nipples. It's like, oh, like they'll want you to be sucking their dick. And pinching their nipples.
Yeah.
Like, you're there, like,
I'm good.
Mad awkward.
I like to take control.
But you do it,
yo,
though.
Listen.
I've done it. I have. Hey. For sure. If this was going to make you come, baby, I got it.
In this sex game, I am the captain. I'm the captain. You feel me?
The mimic is 100% waterproof. I got you, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God, you're in the
bathtub. I'll ask you, are you good with this? I'll let you know. Because I'm a Scorpio, baby. Mm-hmm. So we does this. We gets it in. You feel me? We got positions.
Scorpios are
cheaters. We fucking have yoga, and we're doing sex positions at yoga at the same time. So we have fun. I don't need none of that pain shit. I'm not into getting my nipple squeezed, nothing going in the booty. You can lick it if you want. You hungry?
What about having your balls squeezed?
No. But you could like play with them. I love it. Like when I be like when my lady's like, you know, like going down on me, she plays with my balls. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Even sometimes she does some sneaky shit. When she's riding me, she'll grab my balls and like clap and sit down.
I did that recently and he went crazy.
That ball shit is amazing.
Yo, he went crazy. I was riding him.
Amazing.
I'm surprised you haven't been doing that.
But wait, 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 wait.
I don't know. I never thought
amazing.
Wait, wait. That's you're riding him in reverse cowgirl.
No, regular riding him. And okay. Then I just reach behind me and grab his balls.
Yeah, you have to do that.
I never did
and
that.
And you got to make sure that, like, when you're wet, you got to spread it on the balls, too. Mm-hmm.
So well, yeah. I think that's what I was doing. I was wiping the wetness all on it. But I had never did that before, and he went
Gigi,
crazy.
I'm shocked. I can't believe I did something Gigi hasn't done.
Right?
Yo, but that shit right there, Gigi, man, that's my G-spot. When you like, tu me toma la bola. Tu me toma mi bola. Oh my God. Yo, I'm like.
Did you just say lick at me,
baby? I mean. No, come la soba, me la soba.
I was with a guy.
Yeah, when she cuff him, cuff him. When she play with the ball.
How do you say cuff my balls in Spanish?
Well, sobando, maybe. But like sobando, right?
Yeah,
sobando la bola. Sobando.
So balls is bola?
Bola, balls, la bola. Yeah, bolas. Yeah,
bola. I would have thought it'd be something else.
Bola.
What
it's
do you
bola, bolas with the S, bolas.
Okay. And huevos, bola. And huevos, and eggs.
Huevos too, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Huevos, egg, but people use huevos
like
yes,
that's
like
what dick. I thought it was.
Yeah, huevos. It's huevos. Yeah. That's
egg though.
That's
huevos, egg.
Yeah, you.
Well, balls are like eggs.
But yeah, fucking exactly. People mix boiled. That shit with dick. I don't know how. They be like, mama huevo. And niggas be like, yo, don't you call me that.
Yeah.
That's an egg, bro. Mike, stop it, man. You're about to kill this nigga, do 25 to life, and that's an egg, goddammit. Grow up. Stay put.
Now, Luby, where can people find you, just so we know? Because we know you make your money.
Yeah. I be on Twitter, The Loopy Blogger. You can follow me there. I'm on YouTube, The Loopy Show. I'm on SoundCloud, The Loopy Show. I'm on iTunes, The Loopy Show. I'm on...
very consistent.
I'm on Instagram, _ The Loopy Blogger, _ Because this is like my 17th page.
I was following you, and I checked today, and I'm like, did he get
you? On the way here.
Niggas be deleting me crazy. That's, you know what I mean?
Like, you should be getting Loopy Huevos.
Yeah, Loopy Huevos.
Me and Loopy go back.
To be honest... I had 100K. Like, she was always up. She was lit.
Yeah.
She was lit before videos.
Right.
Yeah. You know I mean?
She was lit on Twitter.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. But she was so sweet. She talked back. She's a fucking sweetheart.
Yeah, that's how me and Loopy go
back.
Yo,
straight up. She's
Twitter.
A sweetheart. We don't even do the Instagram thing. We did Twitter.
Yeah,
and
we
was
on Twitter.
And she was mad sweet because, like, my Cowboys was having a fucking rough patch for like 5 years. So I was like, you know what? I love Brett Favre, so I'm going to rock with the Jets for a while.
Yeah,
and I see this little beautiful Jets lady with
that
photo shoot from a while ago that people are still doing to this day.
Yeah, to this day.
That she had.
People, yeah,
so I was like, yo, wow. Photo. And she spoke to me. I was like, shit. Oh, my God. So I kept the cordial or whatever. And then Instagram came in. But you know what I mean? I got misjudged or whatever because some of my, like, thoughts or whatever, I was kind of fucked up in the head or whatever. You know what I mean? Just some of the shit. But sometimes you got to balance yourself and be mindful to people. So you need to chill. So a lot of people don't know that, like, nigga really grew up a little bit, and every day he's growing up more and more. So
that's
people
want to
judge
thing about life. That's how you learn, by growing.
Right. You know what I mean?
We all
you don't know nothing if you don't go through nothing, baby.
That's
you gotta go through shit to learn shit.
All right, well, Lip Service, thank you so much for coming by.
God bless y'all, man. Thank you for having
me. Cheater appreciation.
Cheater appreciation.
Don't be a cheater, asshole.
Next week.